This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Sarah McCammon. While the rest of us are dealing with the fallout of the economic downturn, lawmakers and regulators are trying to figure out how to prevent the next one. A big focus is reining in banks, but some small-town Iowa banks worry about how they'll be affected. It's a quiet afternoon at Security State Bank in Hubbard, a town northeast of Ames with fewer than 1,000 residents. The bank sits near the center of the small downtown area, flanked by a few shops and a green space across the street. A rainstorm is keeping most customers away, so three bookkeepers behind the large front counter use the time to count bills and crunch numbers in an adding machine. Bank President Roger Severson says he relies on his staff of about a dozen to handle a range of responsibilities.
In a smaller bank, you have a lot of people wearing different hats. I have one loan officer in this office. He also handles information technology or a computer situation. He's a rag loan officer, so you like to have him out in the country once in a while making calls on customers. And there just aren't enough hours in the day to get all that done.
That's why Severson, who's also the current president of the Community Bankers of Iowa, is concerned about how financial reform will affect small banks.
We're fighting for our lives in some of this because banks our size can't afford to have the staff to comply with all the compliance regulations that are coming down from above. And it's a knee-jerk reaction to this economic debacle that was caused by the mega banks.
Severson wants Congress to rein in banks considered too big to fail, but he says small banks shouldn't be punished for the mistakes of Wall Street. It's a concern shared by Brad Davis, president of Hampton State Bank in Franklin County. He says more rules mean more paperwork and less time to help customers buy homes, start businesses, and do other things that help a town thrive.
And one of the biggest threats right now to rural America and rural Iowa is the fact that Congress and the legislature sometimes doesn't understand the nature of that relationship between community banks and the communities. And if they did, they would understand that we don't need to be regulated the way that investment banks and larger banks need to be regulated.
Davis worries particularly about proposals to establish a new consumer financial protection agency to regulate things like mortgages and credit cards. But more oversight across the industry is essential to preventing another crisis, says Kathleen Day of the national nonprofit group, the Center for Responsible Lending.
It's really like having stop signs. I mean, you want everyone to have to stop at the stop sign. You don't want some people to be able to go cruising through it at 60 miles an hour and cause a wreck and not have to get a ticket.
Day says community banks aren't entirely innocent. She says some have charged exorbitant fees or sold financial products that got consumers in trouble. Banker Roger Severson insists that's not true at his bank.
These are our friends and neighbors that we're dealing with here. And if we think they're biting off more than they can chew, or, you know, if it exceeds their income, we'll tell them. Because, you know, we have to live with them. We have to go to church with them. And it's hard to say, oh, yeah, go ahead, and then we'll just sell this off, and then we don't have to worry about it. That's not what we do.
Bankers like Severson will certainly be watching as the financial reform debate plays out. The Senate passed a financial reform package last week, which now goes into reconciliation with the bill already approved by the House.